Attention, Scuba Believers! Are you ready to get across the start line and launch your dream business? Then you don't want to miss the second half of my live talk on YouTube and Facebook. I reveal the last two runners of the Entrepreneur Olympics. What's the Entrepreneur Olympics, you ask? Good question. This story will help you discover secrets, strategies, and stories that will motivate you to take action and achieve your goals. But hurry, March 12th is right around the corner. This live talk is happening March 12th, and you won't want to miss it. Go to the show notes now and click on Start Line Part 1 to catch up on the first half of the talk. And then join me on YouTube and Facebook for the thrilling conclusion. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. This is DJ Scoob, signing off. See you at the start line.
This is an Undiscovered Legacy production.
Just keep going, keep pushing through.
Know your target market and the people you want to serve.
Just keep going, just keep going.
You have to schedule it.
Focus on what you're doing.
Always respond to criticism with professionalism.
Focus more on building yourself.
Don't ever give up.
Finish it yourself.
Welcome, Scuba Believers and new entrepreneurs, to Undiscovered Advice. We will be listening to five entrepreneurs with amazing advice just for you. Let's see what they have to say.
Hello, everyone. I'm Veronica Delafonte with Abundant Boss Babe Coaching. And my advice for new entrepreneurs is, one, don't get distracted by shiny object syndrome. If you work with someone, learn the strategies, implement, track your results, and tweak your strategy if needed. Two, map out what your income-producing activity looks like to bring in sales in your business. Then carve 3 to 5 hours a week out to work on this while building your audience. Otherwise, you'll be spinning your wheels and wondering why you have no sales in your business. So for more tips like this, you can find me on Facebook under Veronica Delafonte or the Abundant Boss Babe Entrepreneurs Community.
Hi, Jesse, it's Jen. I just wanted to give my tips from my experience so far as a entrepreneur. I think any business and any risk that we take in life comes with one crazy idea that seems so unrealistic, but go with what you're feeling. Go with what you want to do and keep looking ahead and keep looking at that goal, because day by day you'll get closer and closer to it. And if you believe in yourself, you'll get yourself to that point. And then you can turn around and say, I did this. And it feels so surreal when that happens. And you have this moment where you're like, am I winging this? No, you're not. You're actually doing it and you're actually pretty good at it. So just keep going. One day you'll be talking out loud to somebody about what you do, or you'll be doing a discovery call with a client or a possible client, and you'll hear yourself talking and you'll think, where and how did I get to this point? And it just hits you and it's like, you did this, you did it for yourself, and here you are. Every business starts as an idea. It's a goal, it's an aim, and in order to achieve that goal, you have to start with a plan. And that plan can just be sitting down with a notepad and looking at where you want to be and what are the next 3 possible steps to move you forward in reaching that. Start with one small goal and have the long-term goal in your eyesight. Have it in the back of your mind the whole time, and your motivation, the passion that you will find in order to achieve that, will really surprise you.
Allow me, please, to introduce myself. My name is Andrea Brunswick, and I am a creative life strategist. I work mainly with women that are 50 and over, who are finding themselves very frustrated with where their lives turned out at this point. They find themselves, it's not somewhere they thought they would be when setting out, making our 5-year and our 10-year plans, so on and so on. I am an entrepreneur. I am a mindset and life coach. I started to get certified in 2004. So it's been a while, but I'll tell you something. The journey hasn't been easy and it hasn't been smooth, even though in my mind, when I set out, I thought it would. Oh, so naive. Also, I think the reason why I recognized within myself, I had a lot of resistance to things and my mindset wasn't right. I know. I'm a mindset coach. Isn't that funny? So you see, we can have a skill or a craft and lack that ourselves. Now, I really want to help any new entrepreneur, even that like myself, who has been at it for a really long time. So here's a couple of things that I have found over my 18 plus years has been very important. And when I look back into other businesses, when I distributed products for another company, not my own, were important. It's our why and our vision. And having a why and having a vision is so important, as I just said. But here's the kicker. We need to nurture it. We need to water it. Think of it as your garden. Would you allow your garden to go dry and parched? No. You would take care of it and you would tend to it. Well, that is the same thing. Your why is what's going to keep you in the game, and your vision can grow. Also, your vision can change. Don't become so attached to the outcome. Allow yourself. I saw myself doing that within my own business. When I first became a coach, there was a lot of really strict rules when I was taking my program, and they seemed to ease up. I also got caught up in the noise of the landscape online and comparativeness, as I call it, took over me. And my resistance to social media, even though I said that was where I wanted to be playing in that arena, I had massive resistance. Another thing I offer to you that I feel is vital, and I say this not because I am a coach. I am saying this to you as a woman who, over the last 20 years, has worked with my own coach, whether that be a life coach or a business coach. Now, I want you to know you can interview your coach. Why am I saying that? Because often, and I speak yes from my own personal experience, I had spent tens of thousands of dollars in the wrong place. Why? People can hire a copywriter. That was the big thing back then. I don't know how much people are doing it now, but I think the pitfall right now could be that people are using AI, ChatGPT, and could get really phenomenal copy out there, and it looks good, and you think people are being authentic, right? I don't want to burst your bubble, but there's the pin, and there goes the air. How people show up and what they say is not always exactly how they are. So I know that the times when I struggled the most, when I kept hitting the wall the most, and those roadblocks, was when I didn't have a coach because my mindset wasn't right in terms of my finances. So I thought, the times when I achieved the most success and continued success is when I had a coach and the support. Another very important thing I believe that I can offer to you is to network and get yourself a support team of other like-minded individuals, other like-minded entrepreneurs, where you guys can support each other, basically be each other's cheering section. We need it, because I'll tell you something, the world's going to want to kick your ass. It's going to want to beat you up. The lies in your head are going to tell you to quit and to stop. You need to keep yourself protected. I do hope this has helped, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Hello, hello. I am Phyllis Victoria. I am a brand development and empathetic life coach. I help wellness and holistic professionals who are struggling to connect with their ideal clients by helping to craft their own personal transformation journeys and experiences into their brand story and brand marketing to connect with their ideal clients on a deeper level. So as far as advice for entrepreneurs who are just starting out, the first thing I would say is to make sure that you know who your target audience is. Who is it that you want to work with? And, you know, so they can actually connect with you. Know who you're working with. The second thing I would say is to know that what their struggle is. What is it that they're going through so that you can create pain points and solutions to assist them. The third thing I would say is show up authentically, share your own story, share exactly who you are, what you're about, the things that you've been through that led you on this journey of entrepreneurship that led you to do what you're doing right now. Fourth thing that I would add to that is to find out, do some discovery work within the self to find out what sets you apart from everyone else. What is that extraordinary, unique thing, specialty, skill set, talent, gift, craft about you that makes you different, that people would want to work with you. The next thing I would say is network, 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 collaborate, collaborate, collaborate. There's so much virtual networking opportunities and so much in-person opportunities taking place every single day. So find out where those are and just jump in. Talk about who you are, who you serve, what they're struggling with, how you're helping them, how many years of experience you've had with this specific talent, gift, service, product that you have, and why did you start it? The other thing I would say is when you're going through a hard time, when you're feeling not confident, when you're feeling unsure, where you're feeling defeated, remember who you are. Remember who you are. Remember why you started on this journey. Remember why you decided to take the plunge and a leap of faith to become an entrepreneur. The other thing I would say is stay motivated every single day with affirmations, with self-talk. Talk to yourself in the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror and just tell yourself how powerful you are, how proud of yourself that you are, how amazing that you are, that you have so much value to offer the world, that the world is waiting for what you have to offer. Those types of things, it will help you to stay elevated, positive, powerful, where that negative talk and negative feelings and things you may be experiencing, imposter syndrome, it will dissipate. Also, I like to listen to Lisa Nichols. She's a motivational speaker. And there's one video on YouTube. It's with Motiversity. And it talks about when you want change and you want something different, you have to do something you've never done before. You have to say something you've never said before. You have to become a different type of person. So that helps me in my time of feeling defeated and discouraged and things of that nature. The other thing I would say to you is know and believe that everything will work out because it always does. Everything in life will work out because it always does. And when you feel like an idea isn't working, go back to the drawing board. Go back to the drawing board and find out what value you can offer to your ideal client. What is it that you feel like they need from you? And go back and market it and promote it and see how it goes. Remember, everything is trial and error when it comes to entrepreneurship. As long as you know who your target audience is, what they're struggling with, and how you can help them with your products and your services, everything will work itself out the way it's supposed to. And the last thing, most important thing, is operate in gratitude every single day. Be thankful for where you are right now on your journey, because you're learning lessons and lessons will become wisdom. So be grateful for everything going on in your life right now, from the food in the fridge, clothes on your back, to having shelter, your impeccable health, the fact that you can see, smell, taste, all of the things. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. I hope this helps. Dillis Victoria here again, brand development and empathetic life coach for wellness and holistic professionals.
This is Dr. Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor, master mindset coach, and trainer in the NLP and hypnotherapy space. And I kind of wanted to share my journey through entrepreneurship just to foreshadow what the process is going to be like, why I believe I was successful from the get to grow my business to six figures in the first year. And I did that twice with two separate businesses, and why I find a lot of my colleagues aren't so successful. In the entrepreneurial space, we have to remember that this is the most risky, the most crazy ride that most people on the planet will never do, because we're still raised to do the safe, right thing by our parents. And now we're finding that entrepreneurship just opens this massive gate for so many people. And the difference that I find between those that were successful and started at the same time as me and those that weren't was the mindset around the expectation of what they should get without necessarily putting in the work yet. And what I mean by that is my colleagues who were unsuccessful had this expectation that as soon as I create my website, as soon as I put a sign on the door, that people should be flooding through my office, that, you know, putting your feet to the pavement and going out and doing trade shows and seminars and putting yourself out there online and paying for ads was just something that they didn't have to do. And so because I did, I was able to grow six figures in the first business, in the first year of my business. Beyond that, where I find the difference is this mindset around, are you in this to not fail? Or are you in this to create the lifestyle, the freedom, the abundance that it is you're looking for? And if the mindset is around, I'm afraid to fail, I'm afraid to make this investment because what if I fail? I'm afraid to put money into Facebook ads because what if they fail? And this away from mentality of, well, I'm just going to stay away from debt, I'm going to stay away from failure. What that does is it keeps you in a very safe, comfortable place. When we're safe and comfortable, we cannot grow. Growth only happens when we're in discomfort, in new, in a space that we've never been before. That is kind of the universal law. And for me, I invested huge in the first 5 years of my business, where I was putting all my money into rent, into investment, into mentorship, into ads, into marketing, into learning, into new certifications, knowing that I had 10, 20, 30, 40 years to make all of that back, knowing that my potential for revenue and scaling was limitless. And when we adopt that mindset of growth and scaling and limitless potential, then failure cannot coexist. And the final thing that I found between the difference between my colleagues that were unsuccessful versus me is they would look at people that were making millions of dollars and say, well, they have a team. They don't do their own sales calls. They don't do their own social media, blah, blah, blah. And the reality is that those million-dollar, multi-million-dollar business owners absolutely do make a ton of content. They absolutely do have a ton of real data from the presentations they do, from being on the stages that they are. They are writing emails every single day to their list. And what I found was that the people that knew the hustle was never going to stop, regardless of what level of profit you were coming in, what level of revenue was coming in, that you still need to show up for your business every single moment of the day, they never lost their momentum. And so for me, I approach it as, if I don't show up for my business today, I cannot expect my business to show up for me. If I don't want to send that email out, I cannot expect people to just email me out of the blue and just hand me their credit card. And so there's this mindset or perspective I find around those that are unsuccessful of this perceived, well, I shouldn't have to because they don't. Well, they put in the work. They put in the time. They put in the hours. They put in the years.
I would like to thank all entrepreneurs that took the time out to help new entrepreneurs get across that start line with their amazing advice. If you'd like to contact any of these amazing people, check out their information in the show notes. Are you an entrepreneur with amazing advice and want to be featured on Undiscovered Advice? Go to tuepodcast.net/advice and leave your advice in an easy recording. Undiscovered Advice is a product of Undiscovered Legacy LLC and a proud member of Blind Knowledge and Pod Nation Podcast Networks. For more information, go to uepodcast.net. Thank you, Scuba Believers. Salutations, Scuba Believer. Do you have a dream of becoming an entrepreneur, but don't know where to start or even what to do? Where can I gather information quickly about what's in my zone of genius? Don't worry, Scuba Believers. I got you covered. Go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt and check out an amazing set of AI prompts that will give you ideas, information, and articles to help you get across that start line. Once again, go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt to get you started now. Good luck, Scuba Believer.